It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's dirty. It's hairy. And it smells delicious.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I do want to remind you, it's Party on the H, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
The debut of the Buzz Babes next Friday night. That is 8:08. And guess what time it starts?
That's right.
8 o'clock, Buzz Burbank.
A little after 8, actually. Okay.
Join us at the great Chantilly Sports Bar, Bungalow Billiards. That's in Chantilly, Virginia on Metro Tech Drive. Mm-hmm. Bungalow Billiards doing their best to save the wildlife with billiards and brew and great food, too.
Yay.
We're all going to be there. Rob's going to have his shiny new school clothes.
Now, don't Rob turn this into something his, bad.
Rob will be wearing his shorts with belt buckles on his shoe.
All right, I withdraw my body then.
No, it's going to be fine. Hey, Beth Ann, come to the studio, please. I miss your pretty face. I want to chat with you.
Oh, I'm sure that's the reason.
For just a second. Then we're going to open the audio vault. Then we're going to have a couple of segments of Buzz, mm-hmm. and then we are going to come back tomorrow.
We'll all go home.
Did you hear the idea I had? Two things. Mm-hmm. Please, if you could jot it down, make a mental note that I'd like to do the emails tomorrow. I'd like to read emails.
I urge everybody
right now to go to O'Mara at WJFKFM.com if you'd like to send the show an email.
Drop us
we'll
a
try to get to your emails tomorrow on the show.
Okay.
So I wanted to remind you of that. And I also wanted to know, did you hear when I was talking about old Bobo over
yes,
here?
Yes, I thought, am I going shopping?
I think we might just have to spice him up a
little
bit.
Can't he buy his
own excuse
clothes?
Me, when it's your interns, look at you.
God.
When it's your interns, we can't even prevent you from, Pater. Let's get Pater all. What about Bobo, who contributes on a daily basis
to this
broadcast?
Don't worry, Beth Ann. I'll go to the Big and Tall Men's by myself.
Hey, what's the closest large men's store around here?
He doesn't need a large men's store.
You don't still need that, do you?
Yeah, I don't think
actually, I think I do.
You're looking at two guys that probably need those kind of stores right now. I'm barely.
We need more X's, yes. is what we need.
We need a lot of X's. See if we can just facilitate. I'm not asking you to go out and do the shopping. I might.
And how far do we go? Do I go to that place and get a shave and a hair? I've not had a haircut in a while.
Go to the grooming lounge?
They might be
I'll
able
go to
do
the
something.
Grooming. We'll set up an appointment for next week.
Grooming
we'll
lounge.
Go to the grooming lounge together.
Together?
And we'll take the digital audio tape recorder.
That is really sweet.
That'll be fun.
Like noon?
Yeah.
We'll meet there at noon?
Yeah, we'll meet there at the grooming lounge at noon. What's it over in Tyson's, right?
Yes.
You know, I've never
And then we'll
taken...
go somewhere in Tyson's and see if we can track down somebody that would like to provide Rob with a spiffy look.
Unless someone calls in, it'll be a great opportunity to promote your business.
What day do you want to do that? Why don't we do that on
Monday's no good.
Monday's no good?
No.
Tuesday's no good for me.
Wednesday's nice.
Wednesday's no
Mr.
good
Mary,
for me.
Mr. Mary, you're very busy.
Wednesday's
day.
Child is full of grace.
Thursday might be good.
Thursday.
Good.
You know what would be great?
What's that?
Is, well, you know, if we did it Friday that we did our grooming,
yeah.
then we could have a hot lather shave the day of the event.
Yeah, but I don't like the fresh shorn look.
That's
I don't
good,
like that.
That's good
I like
point.
To have 24 hours to let
okay,
the haircut
Thursday,
take.
Then.
All right.
Thursday.
So Thursday next week, that'll be Rob, the girls' day out. The old queens, the old queens will march out
good,
to.
That'll be a good.
It's
going to
be you two.
Just us two.
Well, I'd love if you could come,
unless Buzz wants to come too.
I don't want to break anything up.
That'll give me plenty of time because my kimono's at the cleaners.
And Buzz does his own grooming. You know, that's how he
true.
Can get the.
Okay.
You know, the
so grooming the
coloring
lounge. Okay.
What?
You want the grooming lounge, and then you guys will be okay to go shop on your own.
Yeah, and then we're going to be ready. But, I mean, I'll be all set. I know what I'm going to be wearing when we go out to the big event.
What will you wear? Or do you not want to reveal it?
No, it's simple. It's the same look I wear to every appearance, Rob. Coveralls and sneakers and nothing else. And,
comical sneakers?
I like to have the coveralls adjusted just so that people can see my nipples on either side of the coverall.
I hope you – oh, so overalls.
Yes. Well, coveralls, you know.
Well, coveralls indicate that it's like a
that's
one piece.
That's overall. Painter's overalls.
That's – you see, that's what threw me.
Yes, I'm going to wear painter's –
I've never seen you in coveralls.
Painter's overalls nice. And hard black shoes.
Oh, I thought it was Run
nice.
DMC sneakers.
It'll be fun. So that's the party on the 8th. We'll see if we can arrange that. Hey, what are you doing on your promo saying you want my job? Shut up, you. What is that helmet?
Nice.
What, Chad Dukes has made his way into the studio.
Mr. Hughes has insisted
Ladies
that he wears a helmet anytime he's on the air for his own safety.
Hey, hold on a second.
Chalk,
all right.
You're the first one to get to that.
Buzz, do you remember what I was telling you about in the hallway today?
I do, and I can't wait to see
okay,
it.
Okay, Chad, please. I know this isn't going to translate to radio very well. Chad, if you would please to do your physical impression of Bo.
Oh, good. I've been right. wanting to see this.
Hello, employee Bo.
This is Bo.
You got to get into the mode, Mike.
Okay, okay. Get into it. Okay. This is Bo. This is you. It's brilliant. You've captured him.
Thank you.
Wow. He has gotten the body positioning.
How do you do that?
Of Bo. And Bo has been on our website when we put the preparation H on him. I remember where that happened, too.
Can Beth Ann's camera take little short movies?
I don't know.
Because that would be wonderful on the website.
We'll do it on Friday. Are you guys going to be able to post on Friday's show?
We will, yeah. As long as Boss Man okays it.
All right, I'll talk to you. Know, he left, right? He already left.
We'll take care of him.
What are you wearing a helmet for? What is that helmet?
I ride my bike to work now 3 days a week, so.
Were you wearing a Redskins jersey a short time back?
Yeah, I'm a big Skins fan, Mike. You know that.
Was that him that we saw
that
day?
Apparently
it was. That was riding my bike. Yeah, that was me.
We thought we saw you on a bike, but we couldn't believe our eyes.
You guys were out smoking a J out in front of the station.
Sure, sparking one up.
Yeah, we're, have to, break, right?
We're having a doobie wah. That's what we're doing with the doobie wah.
And the promotion is just when they talked about what's, do you have a dream, because we're talking about that guy that kicked after he made the speech of a pancreatic cancer.
Oh, that guy, that's
and
right.
I said, I do have a dream, and Michael Mayer is sitting in it right now.
Oh, okay.
That's all
right. It was a car reference, right?
No, it was your show.
It was my show.
It was the show.
All right,
sure.
That's good.
That's all right.
All right, so I'll check it with CK, and we'll have you guys in on BYOB
Thank you.
Friday.
Thank you very much.
And then I want to throw
wear the helmet.
I want to throw a wild card into the mix. Not like, since Robert's not going to be here, I think we got to think, as I said to you guys in the office, I want to think out of the box for guests for BYOB Friday. Mm-hmm. Something to keep those ladies in check a little bit on Friday's show. That's what I'm thinking
Joe
about.
Krebs.
I mean, it'll be
doing?
Cool.
Joe Krebs.
So you guys will be here Friday. I'll check it with CK tomorrow.
When do those broads come in here?
Right.
Like, what part of the show do they make?
4 o'clock, usually.
They spatter in, you know, spatter in. They spatter
really,
in, like,
do
from
they?
4 o'clock to 5 o'clock. I shouldn't have eaten Chipotle today, I swear to God.
You eat a couple Ike
You're
Turners.
You're so sleepy.
I am.
Delicious
I
food, but
a
it makes
couple
you
of what?
Tired.
Ike Turners.
What are Ike Turners?
People that hit women.
Stop it.
Not that I advocate that, but
you are
have,
misogyny.
No, but
Chad misogyny.
Not going to allow that.
You have a couple of very nice buzz babes that I really like, and there's a couple of them that are completely out of control.
We love that about them.
And the rest sort of lie in the middle.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's going to be a festive BYOB Friday show. It'll be the BYOB Friday show that prevents the party on the 8th from happening.
That's right. No. BYOB, bring your own billy club.
It'll be great. That is one. You know, you've got to decorate that helmet. You've got to decorate that
it
helmet.
It looks like I should be getting on a bus and riding back to my facility, doesn't it?
A really long bus.
No, it would be a short bus, Robbins, right. I think what you were going for.
Would you be willing to pose for a picture as Bo? Beth Ann, get a picture of Chad posing as Bo.
Do examine the possibility of just a brief movie, just a 5-second movie, because the impression, it counts on motion.
What was that?
How's that?
I'm sorry. It's very difficult for me to ignore when landfill comes.
When James
into the studio.
Steps in the room, sure.
Is it James?
Jim.
It's young James.
Do you want me to? Is it the whole thing, Jim, or is it that just a picture?
All right.
A short video.
Ladies and gentlemen,
more light?
Now he is going to do his silent treatment. You'll be able to see this on MikeOMaraShow.com.
Slide those faders up. Attaboy.
Jokes are always funny the second time around. By the way, Mike.
I know I've done the setup for you. I enjoy it. It's fantastic. All right.
Okay, here we go.
That's it. You know, I know this isn't translating on the radio, but I'm sure as hell enjoying it. It's fantastic.
Because he moves around, and it's like his elbows are pinned to his sides.
That's right. He's almost dwarfing-like.
You've nailed it.
And then he's got the Bart Simpson lip, right?
Yes, the elfin thing.
The eyebrows and the ears are going everywhere.
He's magnificent. He fits in so well here. It's just he's a little odd.
Exactly. He is a little odd. Yeah. He is not like any, what is he, 22, 23 years old?
Yes, and never been alone with a woman.
And he has McKetsey and Megan are his roommates, right? The two hotties that are buzz babes are actually his roommates.
Have you seen his cousin?
No.
She's a 10.
Really?
He brought her to bring her in on BYOB Friday.
Okay.
She's a 10.
Is Bo still in the building? Is Bo anywhere?
I would think not.
All right, I want Bo's cousin. I will take your word for it.
He's at home dating his cousin.
I'd like to give her an STD, man. She's really, I'm sure.
I am sure there are lots of cousins
sure
in that
she
family.
Would accept.
Got it all wrong.
All right, we will see you and Oscar on Friday's show. That should be a lot of fun.
Congrats,
I think
you guys, on your ratings. Unbelievable.
Thank you very much.
And, you know, you had a lot to do with that as well, and you guys are kicking ass. Continue to do those incredible things you do. I've never seen more people than were at your first anniversary party, and I hope we do a third of that when we have the party.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much.
And we are saying that legitimately because you are listening to a couple of total a-holes. Most people still know that.
Have a good show, guys.
Thank you. Let's open up the audio vault right now
and
see what we got corking on the audio vault. Rob Spiewak.
You know, this is not on your sheet. This is a wild card. You know when you're just flipping around the TV and you catch something?
Right.
I guess censorship used to be different. Do you know how dirty Ozzy and Harriet used to be?
Oh, filthy.
Oh, horrible. Listen to this clip.
All right.
I think it's a beautiful painting, Rick.
Thanks. Yeah, I like paintings like this where you can see what's
going on.
I'm just beginning to wonder what I'm going to do with it.
Who'd you say you painted it for?
Sue Bailey, but that was a long time ago.
Well, yeah, but I can see where it might present kind of a problem.
Yeah, that's what Wally was saying. But Chris just isn't a jealous type. We've always been perfectly honest with each other.
Well, it isn't a question of being honest. It's just that women have a strange way of looking at things like this.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, for instance, suppose we'd been married for just a short while, and I brought home a painting that I'd done for, oh, say, Cynthia Hornsby, for instance.
Cynthia Hornsby?
Yeah, you've heard me mention her.
Oh, yeah, I was just wondering why you thought of her.
Oh, no special reason. It was just a girl I went out with a couple of times.
A couple of times? I thought you said you only went out with her once.
Well, you see what I mean? I'm in trouble with your mother, and I can't even paint.
Maybe he hasn't that.
Sheila, if you take this home and hang it on the wall, every time Chris walks by us, she'll look up and think of you and Cynthia. Sue. Oh, Sue, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Right. I think I'll just leave it here.
You know, I'm not so sure I want it in the house now.
I'm just kidding. I just try and explain what I meant to Rick. I don't know what made me think of Cynthia Hornsby. I could have mentioned Betty Cooper or Patty King or Sally Wilson.
Okay, Rick, you can leave the picture on one condition. You take your father home with you.
You see?
And that was their last episode.
That's right. That you couldn't get away with
that. Production?
That's a Joba piece.
Joe Ardinger, take a bow. That is the best you have ever done. I want more. Go into the old television shows. Give us more. Yeah. I want for my three sons. Father knows best. Yep. Leave it to Beaver. That is the best he has ever done.
No way.
Oh,
no way. No way they get away with
God,
that.
God, save that. Keep that handy. We will play that again. I don't have the sheet in front of me, Rob, so you got to tell me what's happening.
Well, I'll go ahead and lead strong. You know, the new Rock Band is coming out, the video game for your 360.
Now, they've got that. That's Rock Band. Has the Aerosmith, Guitar Hero come out yet?
I don't know. I think that's out for Christmas, but for some reason, they got everyone on the Today Show to play it.
Okay.
And, you know, as much as I love Meredith Vieira,
yeah,
I thought there might be a fun, but she can sing, too.
Ooh, okay, let's listen.
Wow. Listen to Meredith sing.
This is a News 4 Today news break.
It's called credibility in the newsroom, isn't it?
It's summertime in New York, ladies and gentlemen. You can tell the Today Show, just like all other broadcast outlets, a little lean this time of year. Stop singing.
I tell you what's fun, though, is watching Al Roker play drums.
Oh, good. Let's watch.
Well, no, you can't really watch because it's just, you know.
It's radio. It's radio. All right, what else do you have?
Arnold commented on the earthquake.
Okay, let's hear that.
I would love that this guy's in control.
I think that because there are so many disasters in California, we are very well prepared for those kind
of
things.
Hold on. Tisasses?
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's his only comment.
Tisasses are the greatest asses I've ever seen in my life.
I think that because there are so many disasses in California, we are very well prepared for those kind of things.
Tisasses.
Go with what you know.
As opposed to Brazil, where the favorite body part's ass.
Those kinds of things. Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Obama's pretty much got it sewed up because of the in he has with great celebrities.
Okay, yes.
Ludacris has come out with a record to promote Obama's campaign.
That's great.
A taste of it?
Please play it.
Ludacris.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I'm back on it like I just signed my record deal. Yeah, the best is here. The Bentley coupe paint is dripping wet. It got sex appeal. Never should have hated. You never should have doubted them. With a slot in the president's iPod, Obama shouted him. Said I handle my biz and I'm one of his favorite rappers. We'll give Luda a special pardon if I'm ever in the slammer.
You see, it's like
I think that works. It's
pretty.
Nice. I think it works.
He
I'm
actually
very happy
put it out
that.
as a 45, kind of a retro deal, and here's what's on the flip side.
Wow.
I'm kidding, of course.
Oh, my God. Anything else in the audio vault today, Robbie?
Yeah, you know, we've not really had a chance to turn any stomachs today.
Okay. Oh, yeah, this hasn't been a nauseating show. I don't know when I puked or when we were talking at the beginning of the show about garbage and maggots.
I just want to give you a taste of yesterday's The View. You like that View program?
I like The View. I like Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, well, here's a taste of yesterday's show, if you'll pardon the pun. Like
this rising trend that moms who let their friends breastfeed their babies. Now, wow. According, listen, according to a Baby Talk magazine, I didn't know they had Baby Talk magazine, but Baby Talk magazine's poll says 45% of people say it's disgusting or weird.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't agree.
I think in case of emergency, if you had to do it, I would maybe, if someone's child needed the food and I had a lot of milk. I mean, I could have squirted across this entire audience. I had a ton of milk. In case of emergency, I would have done it. However, I don't think that, I don't know if I could commit.
You mean, like, during
war,
for instance,
yes, if there was a shortage, say.
The reason why I don't agree is, coming from a different perspective, is because my baby was born at 25 weeks, mm-hmm. and I knew that I couldn't produce enough milk. And I know it's not, I couldn't with the pump.
I disagree.
So I knew how much mothers produce antibiotics and things that the baby needed.
The antibodies
that the baby need, when they're born. Yeah. And if I had a friend that I knew who said, I will supply milk for my son, I would have said
Jeffrey.
I would have.
So that's what they're talking about.
I didn't make a sound.
No need to.
I am terribly sorry.
They said it all.
Now, Don, I always thought there was something wrong with you with that one, but no, there was something about Elizabeth Hasselbeck saying she's going to spray the whole audience.
I know we're up against the clock, but I have to play this quickly. I want to send congratulations to the Tuttles.
Okay.
Who did win last night on Celebrity Family
Feud. Oh, so he lied to us.
No, he never did.
I thought he was supposed to cough if they won.
He kind of slipped up when he said they won $50,000.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
So they won $50 for the for Make-A-Wish, but here's what's great is listen to Senior playing Fast Money.
Oh, I'd love to hear this.
We asked 100 men, which occupation has the sexiest women? Pass. Okay.
Pass.
Name a pet you might have several of.
Cats.
Tell me another way to say that a woman is pregnant.
Pass.
Tell me a flower you might see in a corsage.
Rose.
Name a way people get around in New York City.
Taxi.
He got it in. All right.
Let's say that. Who played with him?
The second Fast Money contestant was Paul Jr.
Okay.
Who answered all the questions, and yes, they beat it handily.
Oh, good.
The answers that Paul Sr. got in were actually cats.
Shut the F up, Roker.
We're actually pretty good. That's about it for the audio.
All right, very good. Let's close it
what
up.
What a good one,
right,
I thought.
Buzz. I like that one. Yeah. I sure like hearing Elizabeth Hasselbeck talk about breasts.
Maybe tomorrow I'll play you Jenna Wolfe on her jetpack.
Ah, very good. Should be exciting.
Yes.
All right, it's time for our final segment of Buzz. Buzz, what is happening in the world today?
Well, I don't know, Mike. Maybe it was the economy. Maybe it was too many chain restaurants of that type. Or maybe it was just a company problem. Whatever the case, Bennigan's, a chain of national restaurants, not unlike Applebee's, TGI Fridays, Ruby Tuesday, and others, has folded. Corporate-owned Bennigan's closed their doors without warning at midnight, night before last.
Oh, crowd doesn't like that.
And they don't plan to reopen.
Got some Bennigan fans.
The company has filed for bankruptcy, closing 160 restaurants and putting 10,000 employees out of work.
I cannot understand why a restaurant would close.
It's such a money-making proposition.
It's such a great thing.
Yeah. Managers and employees got the call in the middle of the night. One employee says it's a hurtful thing, especially if you have kids. If you see a Bennigan's that's open, that's because it's a privately owned franchise location. The corporate restaurants are closed.
Yeah,
now,
well.
With your sarcastic reply to that, obviously it's near and dear to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think was the problem? Is it just things are tough all over?
I tell people the same thing. I have no problem, being honest about my circumstances. I think I said this on the air before. Mm-hmm. Somebody says, hey, why'd you close? I said, because I got tired of writing checks to cover payroll.
Yeah.
Period. Mm-hmm. End of story. That's it. You know, when you're not able to meet your payroll with the business that's coming in because of, whether it's outstanding debt or, mm-hmm. You're talking about a climate where a friend of mine that owned another restaurant was sitting in his joint one night and he took out a dollar bill and he did it in a beautiful way. He peeled off. He said, this is every dollar you're going to make.
Okay.
And then he peeled off this tiny little strip. Just a tiny little infinitesimal strip of paper off the end of the dollar bill. He said, if you are one of the lucky ones, this is how much you're going to be able to keep out of each dollar.
Right. Yeah.
And that is the restaurant business. So that is why you see chains usually do very, very well. Mm-hmm. But obviously, if you're, you know, if your costs are so extensive that your profits are that razor thin, any leeway, any shift in business, any problem
wiggle.
You have, right. whether you might have, you know, government issues where certain people come in to your establishment and target you, which, you know, which happened to us, you can't hold it and you can't keep it going. And you realized at that point, I realized I can't do this every week. And if I put a lot of more money into it, I don't see this situation getting any better. And that's where I was. Now, granted, if you get a formula where it works and you can keep your costs at a certain level, but when you're doing high volume and you're doing lots of bodies and you need a lot of people in there to cover your nut, it is very tough. And payroll was number one. And to get people around here where I was in a part of the world where the people that worked there expected DC wages and the people that lived there expected to pay old school prices.
Not DC prices.
And it was a catch 22 and it kind of sucked. But I can, you know, in the restaurant business, I mean, they talk about it. I knew this with my eyes open going in. Restaurants fail.
Yeah.
That's what happens. They fail more than they succeed.
8 out of 10.
But Bennigan's was a huge chain, obviously a national chain. Did this surprise you?
Chains,
going through what you've gone through.
Chains are a different thing. I, at one point, when we were going gangbusters, I still was putting every dime back into the business. I never took a profit out of my restaurant in the whole time I had it. Every dime when we were profitable went back into the facility. Would have done that differently as well. Would have had a nest egg off to the side. Would have put that instead of constantly, you know, doing this project. You have to learn to say no in the restaurant business as well. We weren't good at that. We weren't restaurateurs, and we weren't owner operators and on the facility every day. So you don't know who's managing the books and what's happening and all this crap. So it's very, very difficult.
And now you know the real money's in syndicated radio.
Yeah, baby.
And that's why you take every dollar you earn, you put right back into the show.
Back into the show. That's why I'm buying everybody new headphones next week.
Can't wait to get them.
But I feel that in, when you're talking usually about a chain of that size, one of your issues is overexpansion. You can grow too fast.
Yes.
And, you know, you get into public financing, you get into all that major corporate stuff,
very
and that's a different animal. But the rules of the restaurant business don't change. Profit margins very, very thin. That's why normally if you have a restaurant group that's very successful, they own a number of different properties because they get their food at a better price because they buy more of
it. Volume.
So, you know, there are a variety of reasons, but I enjoyed it for a time, but I would have absolutely no desire to get back into the business.
Good
right now,
you.
when I go into a restaurant, I want to be waited on and served. That's about it. Don't want to own it anymore.
What if Bennigan's watered the ketchup? You think that could have made the difference?
That would have been a huge... You know, one of the first things I ever did when I bought my joint is I took that house brand that they serve in certain joints and I put the name brand on there.
Attaboy. Yeah.
You know, I did all sorts of stuff, little things like that. And then you realize that the dollars that you make, you have to watch the pennies to make the dollars.
Right.
And that is, you know, it's an old consultant thing they say, but it's true. That's the way it goes. So who knows what the deal is with Bennigan's. And as far as closing and people going, oh, we got families. Hey, you know, I am so sorry. But the fact is they've got to run up until a certain point.
Right.
And they're trying to, you know, to get by and they're trying to figure it out. And, you know, unfortunately, the employees are the last people to know in that circumstance.
Restaurant question. When you go to a restaurant and you ask for ketchup and they bring it to you in a cup.
Right.
Is that because they don't have it in like a name brand bottle and they don't want you to know that?
Nope. We had Heinz ketchup that we would bring you.
Portion control.
In a cup. It was portion control.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
You can get your name brand, but you might not get name brand. You just don't know.
Because I only eat fancy ketchup.
Yeah. We actually made a few different changes with ketchup over the years. You know, I'm going to start crying if I keep talking
about
that. I'm
sorry. It's my fault. I don't mean to pick a wound.
I'm feeling queasy about that other chain food that we ate.
10,000 people out of work in the middle of the night.
Wow. So.
Yeah. Well, it's C-Buzz, but the thing is, you say that.
Well, I know, and I
feel
badly.
Unless you're on the other end. And the fact is, you know what you do? If you come in and say, hey, listen, we're going to be closing down in 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
You know how many employees you have?
Those
wonderful, sensitive people that you're putting out in the middle of the night?
Today.
Zip.
Yeah.
It's gone. They're gone. They're working at the place across the street.
Out looking for work.
Because in that business, that's the way it works.
Right.
Because they can get work in that business. In the restaurant business, you can F up at one place and you can be at another place the next day.
Mm-hmm.
It happens that way all the time. Very, very hard to get quality labor in that business.
Cheer up, Mike. This Thursday, we'll be taking a shave together.
I'm looking forward to that, baby.
Inside the dark cloud of higher gas prices is the silver lining of people driving less. But inside that silver lining, of course, is another dark cloud. Because we're buying less gasoline, we're paying less in gas taxes. And
Gas taxes are one of the main ways we raise money to repair our roads and bridges.
Of course they are.
Without that money, we don't repair our roads and bridges. Mm-hmm. Driving is down by a record 3.7%. Never in the history of automobiles has it dropped that much.
Jetpacks. Jetpacks. Mm-hmm. We all need jetpacks.
Jenna Wolf and her jetpack.
Right on, baby.
Transportation Secretary Mary Peters says this will cost us $3.1 billion in road and bridge dollars. Quoting her, yet another example of how the gas tax is antiquated.
Hey, Beth Ann, is Bo in the building? If he is, see if we can get his hottie cousin to come in on Friday, please. Just thought of that. Oh, that's right. We have to take a break, Buzz.
Why $50 a bag is not a good deal. When we continue.
I closed my restaurant.
I no longer eat any real food.
Very good. Yes, we're happy boys. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.